This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. The government said that India has secured a favorable trade deal with the United States, protecting interest of agriculture and dairy sectors. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi yesterday, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal termed the trade pact between New Delhi and Washington as historic and forward-looking that places India's national interest at the center. Mr. Goyal highlighted that the agreement will create new opportunities for farmers, fishermen, MSMEs, women entrepreneurs, and the youth across rural and urban India. He said the deal will benefit many sectors, including MSME, textile, gems and jewelry, leather goods, and marine goods. Mr. Goyal said under the deal, no compromise has been made on the livelihoods of the farmers.
प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने हमेशा एग्रीकल्चर और डेयरी सेक्टर्स को संभाला है
प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी हैज ऑलवेज प्रोटेक्टेड द एग्रीकल्चर एंड डेयरी सेक्टर्स एंड सेफ गार्डेड देयर इंटरेस्ट ही हैज कंटिन्यूअसली वर्क टू इंश्योर दैट पीपल इन दीज सेक्टर्स गेट अ ब्राइट फ्यूचर मोर अपॉर्चुनिटीज एंड इंक्रीज्ड इनकम इन द यूएस ट्रेड डील एज वेल इंडियाज सेंसिटिव सेक्टर्स स्पेशली एग्रीकल्चर एंड डेयरी हैव बीन प्रोटेक्टेड
उनको संरक्षित किया गया है
India and the United States have reached a landmark trade agreement under which Washington will reduce reciprocal tariffs on Indian goods to 18%. Mr. Goyal in the media briefing informed that the final details of the trade deal are being worked out and an India-US joint statement will be issued soon. Commerce and Industry Minister also criticized leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi and other opposition leaders for allegedly misleading and creating confusion among the people regarding the deal. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh said that the India-US trade agreement is a decisive leap forward for the economic ties of both the countries. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said that the historic trade deal is going to set the stage for stronger growth, jobs and strategic collaboration. He also thanked Prime Minister Narendra Modi for opening new opportunities for growth, employment and economic prosperity. 8 opposition MPs of the Lok Sabha have been suspended from the remaining part of the budget session for their unruly behavior in the House. The MPs are Manikam Tagore, Amrinder Singh Raja, Gurjeet Singh Aujla, Hibi Eden, Dean Kuriakose, Prashant Parole and Kiran Kumar Reddy of Congress and S. Venkateshan from CPIM. The House yesterday witnessed repeated adjournments due to the ruckus created by the opposition parties over various issues including India-China relation and India-US trade deal. Meanwhile, the Rajya Sabha yesterday resumed discussion on the motion of thanks to the President Draupadi Murmu's address on commencement of the budget session. The discussion remained inconclusive. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla met MPs from Telugu Desam Party and Yuvajana Shramik Haritu Congress Party YSRCP at his office in the Parliament House. In a social media post, Mr. Birla said that engaging with the members to understand their issues, discussing the expansion of facilities for MPs and exploring ways to enhance the participation of every member in democratic processes is always enriching and energizing. BJP leader Yumnam Khemchand Singh has been unanimously elected as BJP Legislative Party leader of Manipur yesterday. He was elected in the Legislative Party meeting held at the party headquarters in New Delhi. In a social media post, party's General Secretary and Central Observer appointed for the election of the Legislative Party leader in Manipur, Tarun Chugh, informed about his election. Mr. Chugh also extended his wishes to Mr. Singh for a successful and impactful tenure. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta announced that free LPG cylinders will be provided to households with valid ration cards on the festivals of Holi and Diwali. Addressing the media in New Delhi, Mrs. Gupta said that the government has allocated 242 crore rupees for the scheme. She noted that the cost of an LPG cylinder of 853 rupees will be directly transferred to eligible beneficiaries through a direct benefit transfer system. The benefit will also cover those eligible ration card holders who are using piped natural gas connections. In the Women's Premier League cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Gujarat Giants by 7 wickets at Vadodara in Gujarat last night. Chasing the target of 169 runs, Delhi Capitals made 169 for 3 in 15.4 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.